Hi there, you're listening to The Recruiter Record, a podcast that goes behind the curtain of talent acquisition and human resources in corporate America, providing tools, tips, and tricks so you're empowered with the information you need to boldly navigate your career. I'm the creator and host, Joy Noel, and I'm excited to connect with you all. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the first official episode of The Recruiter Record. It's March 15th, and it's payday. With all that's going on in the world, I truly appreciate you tuning in to listen to my podcast. You could be doing absolutely anything right now, and I appreciate you sharing the next few minutes with me. So, quick background on me. I'm the proud mom of a phenomenal daughter. I'm a motivator and problem solver. I've had a career in sales, operations, customer service, and now I'm in human resources and talent acquisition for the pharmaceutical and biotech industry. I started this podcast to give good information that will help people develop and advance in their careers. The Recruiter Record is all about empowering people through information to make confident decisions and take bold steps in their careers. Having now been in corporate America for close to 20 years, I've seen some things, I've experienced some things, and have been collecting strategies and tools along the way to be successful at what I do. This platform is a place to share that knowledge and build community. All right, so let's dig into today's topic. So with the coronavirus having everyone in a frenzy, and many corporations making the quick transition to employees working remote wherever and whenever possible, I thought it a good idea to switch some things around with the topic of episode one and really dig into remote work and ways to, one, set yourself up for optimal success, two, remain engaged and not feel isolated, and three, maintain a high level of impact and productivity. Now, for some, working from home is going to be a fantastic experience. For others, not so much. And I really just want to help, you know, set everyone up to be successful. Now, I personally have worked both in office environments and remotely and appreciate the benefits of both and understand where the pitfalls exist for both. I ultimately do prefer to work from home with access to the office maybe 1 to 2 times a week or as necessity dictates, you know, but that's just me. So I want to just kind of set the stage and scene for how working remotely happened for me and my situation. It all went down on this past Wednesday afternoon via email. The email came out and went to everyone from the CEO and leaders of the business, basically saying starting tomorrow, Thursday, all non-essential personnel should work from home. So, all right, hands up, that's me. It's kind of the email that I had been waiting for, considering what's going on. So now, of course, there was initially that collective sigh of relief, right? One less opportunity to either acquire the virus or spread the virus. But then it was what I would call professional hysteria. I mean, people were trying to get all their ducks in a row so that they could do their jobs effectively while at home. There was a run on the IT department. They had an overload of calls, which resulted in longer than normal wait time as people scrambled to make sure their laptops and cell phones would still connect with the server and that they had the most updated version of the VPN so they wouldn't get locked out. People were grabbing all their papers and any other items they felt necessary to be able to work from home for really what's going to be an indefinite amount of time at this point. And any other conversations with colleagues were around logistics and how to get those workflow sort of things done when you can't just walk over to someone's desk. Anyway, it was craziness. And of course, some uneasiness on what this was all going to look like, right? I mean, How do we remain engaged with our colleagues? How do you continue to build relationships with stakeholders and peers? How do you not feel isolated and like you're still part of a team? So many questions. Well, I have some answers and strategies that I want to walk through with you. These were the exact sort of conversations I had and really am continuing to have with my coworkers and now some family and friends as well as they move to working remotely also. So step one, let's get into it, is really about setting yourself up for success. So if you're still going to commute into the office tomorrow on Monday, I want you to first thing you do is reach out to your IT department and make sure all your technology is capable of working when you're not in the office. Make sure if you have passwords that need to be reset every 90 days, I want you to go ahead and reset them now so that that clock resets and it's not something that you hopefully will have to worry about while you're working remotely. Because, you know, if you're anything like me, you either usually wait till you're locked out to make that password change, or you always forget a step and then aren't able to access all of the data or applications that you need on your laptop and cell phone. Also, I need you to take inventory of what you use on a daily basis to get the job done. I don't care if it's a notebook, papers, files, a handbook, whatever it is, I need you to start taking it home with you at night, just in case the email to work from home comes in the evening. Then that way you're prepared and you're not, you know, frustrated the next day that you don't have what you need to just start working. Next, I want you to think about where in your home you can create a dedicated workspace. It's important to carve that out so that you remain organized and balanced. It can be the kitchen table, it can be the dining room table that you never eat on anyway, or it could be the guest bedroom. Even better, it could be the home office if you already have one. Regardless of what it is, get that space cleared out and organized and ready to go ASAP. So then that way you're not scrambling later. It's really about being deliberate about the work you need to do and the most conducive setup to do it. All right, so that's kind of just making sure that you're really set up for success. So now let's get into a few different ways to remain engaged with the work and with your colleagues and team while telecommuting. Using technology is going to be the absolute best way to remain engaged and connected. So hopefully your employer has invested in Skype for Business, or maybe Zoom, Meetings to Go, Slack, Trello, Google Hangouts. I mean, there's so many. So hopefully they've invested in something and anything that allows for IM or instant messaging or chat or forums and definitely video calls and video conferences. The video is going to be a great asset to you in maintaining FaceTime with your teams, managers, and stakeholders. It's kind of like video killed the radio star. So anyway, that way you're not missing out on any sort of nonverbal cues and you're still able to connect and build relationships and continue to gain valuable and what would normally be in-person connections virtually for the time being. Really think about using the technology in a different way. Use it to build rapport by checking in casually with people, you know, just asking how their day is going, and connect with your coworkers in an informal way, sort of the same way you would do if you were in the office. Hit them up on chat, send them a text message. A quick IM or text message really works fine in this way. And when you find yourself going back and forth via email about something, just pick up the phone and call. Or better yet, schedule a video call to work through any challenges with projects. One other thing, Match your work schedule with colleagues. If everyone in the office is on the West Coast and you're on the East Coast, consider trying to adjust your work schedule so your day overlaps a little more with the rest of the office. Stay connected with your work besties too, especially the ones in other departments, because that way you're still sharing information and remaining connected and engaged with each other also. All right, so finally, I want to talk about maintaining high productivity and impact while working remote. A lot of this comes down to being intentional about your day and keeping to a schedule to maintain discipline and avoid distractions. You know, because just because you're working from home does not mean that you don't set boundaries for yourself and your employer. Stick to set work hours and utilize your calendar to schedule blocks of time to complete tasks. Set weekly goals for yourself on what you want to accomplish and also rules for how you want to work, and let that be the framework for yourself. Really find and create an ideal routine to indicate work is starting and work is ending, and stick to it. You don't want to wake up and wonder, should you start responding to emails at 6 a.m. and come end of the day, should you still be working and it's 7 p.m.? Structure your work so you eliminate those sorts of questions. Block time on your calendar for work, for lunch, you know, block out time for calls and follow-up sorts of tasks as well. So, you know, to give an example, while I'm working from home, I'm going to continue to wake up at 5 a.m. to get my day started and use the 3 hours between 5 a.m. and 8 a.m. to focus on personal things like my podcast, reading or journaling, exercise, and just overall life admin. Once 8 a.m. hits, I'll take a 15-minute break to focus my attention to work, fill up my coffee, and log on so that I'm ready for my daily 8:30 a.m. call with my team. I'll also make sure to take a lunch break that, luckily, can now include a walk around my neighborhood, and we'll start to shut things down between 4:30 and 5:30 by really looking at what I accomplished today and figuring out what needs to get done for the next day, and then blocking appropriate time on my calendar to do so. I keep a running get done list anyway and refer to that often, so I'll be using that when I'm looking at the next day. Come 5:30, unless there's something pressing and, you know, someone's hair is on fire and it can't wait until tomorrow, I'm logging off. I'm also going to encourage you to get dressed. Do not sit in your pajamas, as enticing as it may be, especially because you're going to be utilizing video calls and video conference more now. So don't sit in your pajamas. I know you might want to. I'm going to encourage you not to. I comb my hair, I put on a casual Friday outfit, and I'm feeling super energized. You know, I might even throw on some lipstick and mascara. The point is, you want to continue to feel upbeat and put together. It's important to really keep that same sort of energy. So now, creating impact while telecommuting will continue to happen, really, as long as you continue to produce at a high level. Now, to ensure that impact is seen as valuable, you will need to be a bit more proactive, even more so than if you were in the office. So I really think it's imperative you proactively schedule 15 to 30 minute virtual one-on-ones with your manager or supervisor on a weekly basis. That way, you can outline to them your plan and goals for the week. At the end of the week, send a status update. This will keep you accountable and will indicate to your manager that you understand the importance of maintaining a high level of communication and will be, in essence, a record of all that you're doing. Another way to maintain impact is speak up during the virtual team meetings. It's the perfect time to discuss what's working and what's important to you, and, you know, what's working, what's not, and your input is valuable. So, for instance, this week, I'll be moderating a 30-person seminar via Skype for one of my client groups to ensure that the technology is working properly and that both my candidates' experience and my stakeholders' experience are good as possible. now that seminars and interviews are being conducted via Skype. So during my team meeting this week, I will definitely share the wins and the challenges of this new experience. Taking these opportunities to group share virtually is a key way to remain visible, engaged, and demonstrate the impact you're continuing to make on the business. So now a few other takeaways I have for being successful when working remotely, which I feel is really going to be the move a lot of corporations are going to make soon. First, maintain balance. Second, plan, and plan again. Three, get out the house, go for a walk around the block and get some sunshine. Also, schedule some sort of physical activity that you can do so that you don't fall victim to a sedentary lifestyle, which you didn't have before. Four, avoid distractions by communicating your work schedule to family and friends. Defend your work time to them the same way you defend your personal time to your employer. Friends and family, you know, sometimes think that, oh, you're working from home, so you can, let the cable guy in or, you know, go, start cooking dinner for the family when it's really your dedicated work time. So just defend your time to friends and family and let them know, you know, from this time to this time, I'm working. And finally, if you're struggling with this new work from home setup, speak up. You likely aren't the only one who's struggling, and socializing around what's working for you and hearing what's working and what's not working from your colleagues will be beneficial to everyone. Telecommuting, you know, is nothing new. And if you're looking for other ways to manage during this time, a simple Google search will give you enough articles for days. Just be sure to schedule time into your calendar to read them all. Now, I know working from home can bring a sense of freedom, but it can also feel lonely and disconnected. However, if you implement even some of what I've discussed today, I'm confident you'll find this new normal easier to manage and will remain impactful and successful. I know you guys got this. All right, so a few asks. Do me and the Recruiter Record community a favor, and please leave a comment or question in the comment section of today's episode. You know, leave some tips and tricks on how you plan on managing through this new normal and working from home. Or if you already work from home and have a few things that are really working for you, please go ahead and leave those in the comment section also. Other ways to connect with me are via email at info@therecruiterrecord.com, or you can text me at 646-971-9717. And finally, don't forget to subscribe and follow and tune in to the next payday on March 30th. Thanks for listening. I look forward to connecting with you all. Talk soon.